Okay, I'm recording the rest of this review directly from the podcaster. As I mentioned, I picked up this unit with the hope of cutting a lot of hardware size and weight from my baggage when I travel, something that recent draconian luggage restrictions for most of the major airlines make all the more important. And to an extent, it fills this role most admirably. It replaces my studio mic, my windscreen, my mic arm, my vocal processor, my audio interface, and many feet of XLR cable, not to mention power supplies and other miscellaneous cables. All of this gets crammed into a single, handy, compact unit. Of course, at nearly 22 ounces, it's not exactly a featherweight either. In fact, it's built like a tank. While detracting a little from the portability, I must admit to being favorably impressed by its construction. I'm not going to drop it from a second-story balcony or anything, but my sense is that it could stand up well to at least a moderate level of studio abuse. One of the most intriguing things about the mic is that it comes standard with a headset output, allowing you to monitor what you're recording in real time. And until you try this, you have no idea just how much monitoring what the mic is picking up will save you on the back end in editing hassles. Merely being in the same room with the microphone is not quite the same. The podcaster even sports a nice volume dial on the side to adjust the headset output. The only difficulties I've heard people running into with the output is its tendency in Vista to commandeer the default output of your system away from your speakers, often every time you plug it in. But all you have to do is go back into your playback device's dialog and set the default back to speakers and you'll be good to go. The mic is both Windows and Mac compatible, and I found that I could record with plug-and-play ease on OS X, XP, and Vista alike. With the latter, you might need to download and install a special firmware update from Rode, but this isn't too onerous. The podcaster offers 18-bit resolution with a maximum sample rate of 48 kHz, which is DVD quality, more than adequate for the needs of your average screencaster. It sports a reasonably tight cardioid pickup pattern, meaning that it's more sensitive to sound coming at it from the front rather than from the rear. As a result, off-axis sound like outdoor traffic, your fluorescent lighting, and reverb off the walls will be much less noticeable. I've read some forum reports that the podcaster is susceptible to breath noises and plosives, those annoying popping pee sounds, if you don't first put a windscreen or pop filter in front of it, an accessory which would obviously take away from the portability factor. Lamentably, these charges are not entirely baseless, so if you're a close micer like I am, this is something to be aware of. But fixing this issue is really just a matter of a slight adjustment in mic placement, not talking directly into the mic, but rather just above, keeping it, say, around chin level. It still picks up all your dulcet tones, and you're not aspirating directly into the unit. I'm not using any kind of pop filter right now, and you notice that I'm not having a problem with my plosives. Like all Rode mics, the podcaster offers incredibly low self-noise, something for which you'll need a really quiet PC in order to truly appreciate. I have a specially built quiet machine, and the difference between the podcaster and other USB mics like Samson is astounding. The mic has a frequency response from around 40 Hz to around 14 kHz, mostly flat with a slight peak around the 10K range. So, women with very high voices might want to first audition the mic before purchase, as it may be too bright for their voices. But for a bass baritone like myself, it actually works very, very well. The podcaster comes with a stand mount and a 40-inch USB cable. Due to its easy portability, I was very disappointed not to have seen a travel pouch for it, especially considering that most Rode mics do include one. But I suppose a tube sock would work just as well, provided it's a clean one. One optional accessory that I consider pretty essential is a shock mount so that you don't have slight jostles ruining an otherwise viable recording. In fact, the Rode shock mount can actually serve as a makeshift desktop stand if you don't have one, though this isn't a good option for those with bad backs because it does mean having to stoop over the mic just a little bit. Because of its weight, if you do invest in a desktop stand, make sure it's a sturdy one and not one of those little $7 mini tripod dealies, or you will tip over. Overall, I was very impressed, but considering the manufacturer, I sort of expected to be. Then, when you add free podcast hosting and a full 10-year guarantee to the mix, and you've got a real winner here that can now be had for under $200. So, I give it a big thumbs up.